And then we'll move to look at the medical insurance.
Okay. In front of us this morning, we have Mr. John Akers and Erica Gaynor.
Gaynor, correct.
Okay. With Aulis Akers and Arnie.
Yes. All right. I am going to take you to the left-hand side of your packet. This process began, back at the very beginning of the year, right after renewal last year. After conversations with Dawn, we'd been having some issues with Dearborn National on the service for the life insurance and disability. And so we began looking at options through multiple carriers and, about 6 months. And we identified a carrier that we believe is going to be a better fit for Taney County. So today I have broken it down for you, and there are some spreadsheets behind my recommendations. And so on the basic life insurance, which is the policy that the county does pay for, Lincoln Financial was able to match the current plan design, and they have roughly $3,700 in annual savings to the county. So it would be the exact same coverage that is in place now. And so my recommendation, as you'll see as we move forward here, is really going to be to move all these lines of coverage to Lincoln Financial instead of Dearborn National. On the voluntary life insurance, rates are lower. This is the insurance the employee pays for if they want additional life insurance. And the rates are lower than Dearborn. And there is a guarantee issue amount of $200,000 for employees and $30,000 for spouse, which is higher than what you currently have in place. The guarantee issue with Dearborn is $130,000 for the employee and $25,000 for the spouse. So there is greater guarantee issue amounts. And then another reason, whenever we were having service issues with Dearborn and Dawn and I discussed all this, it was really important for those who retire or leave the county to have a policy that's portable, which means they can continue that coverage at the group rate, which is something that you do not receive with Dearborn. And with Lincoln Financial, those rates will be portable, meaning that individual can continue at what they are paying currently as an employee of the county.
Does that stop at a certain age?
Yes, it does. Hang on one second. At age 65 is when the benefits start reducing and stair-step down, as it is currently with Dearborn. .35% at age 65, and then an additional 15% at age 70.
Here's one of your boxes says age reduction schedule, and it's laid out right there.
Yeah, it's teeny tiny. I'm sorry.
It would kind of make me think that after a person retired from the county, they would want to question whether or not they would want to continue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it would be their choice.
Yes.
And they certainly
mm-hmm.
don't have to keep it by anyone. Mm-hmm.
And then moving on to the disability. Again, in addition to the service issues that we had experienced with Dearborn, the county had a very unique plan when it came to the short-term disability, meaning Dearborn allowed people to pick certain dollar amounts, and most carriers do not offer that benefit. It's kind of an old plan, and so whenever we would go to market previously, we would really run into challenges with carriers wanting to match that plan design. And so because of Lincoln Financial's lower rates, we were actually able to get a more standard plan design for the short-term disability, which is essentially a 60% benefit, so 60% of weekly earnings. And so all 59 employees that are currently enrolled in the short-term disability will have a better benefit. The majority of those will see savings. There are some that will have a premium increase, and that premium increase ranges from 32 cents to $10.67 for the month. But to give you an example, the individual that will experience the $10.67 per month increase, their benefit will go from $100 a week to $621 a week in the event they were to be on short-term disability, to give you an idea of the difference. And then the current weekly benefit for all enrolled is $16,950. And with Lincoln, the total benefit, because of the better plan, would be $27,758. And even though this is a benefit that's paid by the employee, the total monthly premium, again, this is based on those currently enrolled, would go from $916 down to $696 per month. Then for the long-term disability, again, standard plan design, better benefit to all 66 who are currently enrolled. You have 66 on the long-term disability. Very similar to the short-term disability, the majority will see monthly savings. For those on the long-term disability with a premium increase, it ranges from 14 cents to $28.16 per month. But again, to give you an example, the individual with the $28 monthly increase, they're moving from a $700 monthly benefit to a $3,436 month benefit. So again, the benefit is much greater here than what you're experiencing with Dearborn. Then the total monthly benefit for all enrolled goes from $90,700 to $149,677. Again, just to show the increase in the benefit that the employees will be receiving. And then the total premium for all enrolled goes from $1,614 and 23 cents down to $1,367 and 92 cents. And so my recommendation for all four lines of coverage, the life, the voluntary life, the short-term and the long-term disability, would be to move from Dearborn to Lincoln Financial.
Without giving any names or anything, is there a way to tell me how many of our employees do you have that would be more along the $28 side of the increase for the LTD, for the long-term disability?
The majority of the monthly increase on the disability is, there is only... just a minute here. I would say the average is more around $10.
Okay.
That individual with the $28 increase is the only one that's even in the $20 range. The rest are, I mean, a lot of them are around 54 cents, 88 cents, 66 cents. Here's another one at 55, but I would say the average, because there's several between that $5 and $8 range,
okay,
and then a couple at 11 and 13.
And then comparatively, so an $8 to $10 per employee average, what is that a percentage-wise as far as an increase overall? I mean, that's the dollar amount. What does that look like for a percentage? Is that a 10%? Is that?
So for example, no, it'd be a lot higher. So for example, the individual who is, hang on 1 second, let me get my, the individual, yeah, give me your glasses. the individual that has an $8.72 per month increase, their current is $10.23 for a $500 benefit, and they would be going to a $1,765 benefit for that additional $8.72 per month.
Okay, so it pretty well doubles their benefit.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But also doubles their
correct.
Premium.
That is correct.
Okay.
But the majority, and Eric, yes. correct if I'm wrong, most people are going to actually pay less.
Yes.
So, but there's kind of, you know, a little bit of both, right?
Sure.
There are some people.
Yes.
But the people that are paying more are actually getting significantly more of a benefit in most cases.
Right.
Or I think in all cases.
Yes.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's more than double.
Yes.
The benefit's more than double.
Yes.
Well, on the one, she said that one benefit went from $800 to $1,700.
Yeah, the majority are more than doubling, a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's $28 when that would be at 500%. I mean, it'd
yes.
go from 700 yeah, to 34, yes. 36. So.
Yes.
And your 55-cent ones.
Let me use that one as an example. They are currently at a $2,200 monthly benefit that they pay $56.16 for. They're going to a $2,975, so they're going up roughly $775 for 55 cents. So it's 56.71.
Considerable gain. I just wanted that to
yes.
be out there. That way
yes.
people understood.
And then you have a lot because this is one that the rates, of course, are blended, but a lot of individuals that are in the 50-plus category, they are the ones that are going to see substantial savings. Just to give an example, there's one here that's currently $63.81 per month for a $2,500 benefit. They're going to a $3,241 benefit, and the monthly premium, oh, I'm sorry, that's not the one. Well, it's going down, but just a couple of dollars. There's a couple, though, hang on 1 second, and I'll pull them up here, that are, like, going down substantially. Yes, so we have one that's currently paying $117.59 per month for a $2,700 benefit. They're going to a benefit of $3,268 for $28.92 a month. So, like, that individual will feel like they got a raise because they're going to have an extra, like, $98 per month, $92 per month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Under the new one, Lincoln Financial, on the long-term disability, you have an employee that has had an accident, and mm-hmm. he's immediately said it'll be, and he has long-term disability.
Uh-huh.
How long typically would it take before they'd start receiving their checks?
So in this situation, that claim would be under Dearborn, and it does depend upon the time that the physician deems that individual disabled. And then once that information gets to Dearborn, that process to approve is fairly quick. I would say within a few days they would have approval and payment
correct.
Submitted.
Happening yes. now would be under Dearborn, but if we went with Lincoln Financial, their record, is it the same?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
That was
yes. The... Yes, they are one of the core carriers that we work with. Dearborn used to be popular 15-ish years ago, but they have really faded out of our marketplace. I mean, you guys are really the only client we still have left with Dearborn. They've just... Mm-hmm. From a service standpoint, a representation standpoint, you know, for us as a broker, it's just been difficult to work with.
And I think it goes without saying, but it's probably important for here, we've been working directly with Ms. Mueller, right, and that HR is ground zero, right, where any of these changes are going to hit, and I believe we have her full support in regard to this change as well. But it will get you more on a plan that is much easier for us to go out and get competitive offers and bids against. So as we move forward, we're in a lot better position to be out in the marketplace trying to get matching or close than we have been in the past.
Yes. Yes. And we did look at multiple carrier options for coverage levels, service levels, portability discussions. We